Recording is on.
There we go. Welcome again. Remember to sign the contributor agreement. I believe everyone on the call have heard that a thousand times before, so that should be all okay. It's Trace Interop week, which means we are starting with the Interop pull requests, then vocab pull requests, and then back to Interop issues. Maybe just before we kick it off, would anyone have any special items that you want to highlight that we want to make sure that we get to or start out doing? If not, I'll just keep going.
Actually, Ness, I would just like to mention that many of the pull requests involving the Postman test today are likely to have conflicts in the embedded schema bit. So, for those that come up, let's just discuss whether or not we feel comfortable merging those after the conflict is resolved, and I can handle those after the call.
Perfect. That sounds good. All right. So we're on pulls there, and we're starting from the bottom, which is 396. Chris, that's you.
Sorry, just let me get in the right order here. 396. Okay. So 396 is a pull request to make the type property for the credential status object be required when the credential status is present in the options when you're posting to credentials issue. This is an interesting one because VCAPI seems to be a bit soft on this. I don't think either of these are required, the enclosing object or the type when the enclosing object is present. And I think the last action here was that you called out to me that I should review the VCAPI and compare and agree on a common shape. And that's what I discovered. So I am not sure, you know, if we didn't make this required and you included an empty credential status object in your options and opposed to this endpoint, I don't really know what the behavior would be, whether it should be to proceed as though you had not presented it at all, or if it should use a specific default. So I think that we need to discuss, you know, if we aren't going to make this required and leave it optional as VCAPI does, what should the behavior be if it's not there? Or should we opt to make it required?
Question from my side. If we make it required, if we are tightening, doesn't that still make us compliant to VCAPI?
Yes. The VCAPI is more loose than us. We are saying we will, yes. So yes, that we are still compliant with the VCAPI if it is required.
So what's the problem? Isn't this our choice to do this?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it is. And I would be inclined to say if you're going to include this object in the options, then you need to specify the type. Otherwise, there's no point in including it at all, and you may just as well omit it. Because type is the only property of this object for this use.
So I sense a general agreement to merge this pull request. Would anyone object to that interpretation of the conversation? That's great. Or you just arrived. We're discussing pull request 396. Any objections to merging? Final call? There is a change requested. Oh, that's you, Ori. So actually, let's just make sure that we've dealt with your comment. Just saying an explicit call out to all APIs related to this. Make sure we're ready to take this change. And we've updated everything consistently. And it, that was also 21 days ago. Chris, do you feel like, sounds like, or is not verb?
I think this was addressed. Mahmoud had a subsequent comment that did point to a lot of different specs and call out the uses here. And in our API, the other use case is in the status update endpoint when you're updating a credential status. And there's a separate question there regarding array versus object. But for the purposes of arguing this point, the type is required in that other place.
Well, we have an approved change requested is updated to an approval. So I think we're all on the same page. So I'm going to go ahead with the merge. Ah, that's nice. One of the old ones. See if we can do that again now. The next one is 399. And this, if I remember correctly, there were a few. This requires, this was the one that requires a respec update. I believe we did that. That was 421, which is also still open. I think we're actually repeating ourselves from last time, but I would suggest we skip over 399 and come back to it because it's pending 421. So let's just jump this one and try and remember to come back to it. Okay, so 410. This one was led to some great discussions about should we get the DID web through an authenticated call, or should we split apart the DID web and make a direct call? And we decided on the latter last time, and we would close this because Chris, you had a you offered to make an implementation more aligned to how the conformance test is working. So this is pending close. Did you make that? Did you address these, like the intention of this, the requirements raised here? Is there an?
I believe. Yeah, we created. We landed up creating 426 for this, and just using DID web instead of get issuer ID. So that was part of it.
Right.
That's the only bit that's done. And if I remember correctly, we realized we don't need to do this caching of the DID for this purpose.
No, the only other place is the actual test of the DID.json. Endpoint call, which is the very first on the, but get issue ID is much more prevalent and more important. So, okay. So 426 is addressed on subsequent. Should we, it's getting a bit complicated. I actually propose we skip 410 also and come back to it and hopefully close it once we've gotten to those. Does that sound okay? And I do apologize for this getting a bit complicated.
I think that's fine. I do believe we skipped 407 though.
I'm sorry. Yes, we did. Let's do that one now. Which was mine. Oh yeah, this was adding the traceable presentation, and I had an update to it. And I believe, yeah, there was some CI issue or something. Oh, Chris, it was yours.
Yeah, this was missing.
Yeah, so I guess we should be okay to, since we talked about it already, any objections to merging 407?
No.
I'm going to go ahead. And yes, we did skip that one. So that means we are at 421 now. There, which is adding that diagram that I believe I shared at some point and some text about requirements, indicating that we have to support the various types of platforms, multi and single tenant in particular. Two approvals. Any objections to merging 421? Cool. I'll go ahead. And that was what was pending. I'm tempted now to go back to 399, which was depending on that. So let's revisit 399 and consensus to update the respec first, then discuss this PR. So let's discuss this PR. What it does is it gets the access token just like we do on the interop test. That also seems redundant with the other thing we talked about, doesn't it? That's basically what you would be implementing, Chris, on the conformance test.
Yeah, I think we had agreed that we were going to go ahead and implement a method of fetching the DID, JSON, caching it, and extracting the data as needed. And that was on my plate to do.
Yes. All right.
So I have not gotten there yet.
No, but let's close this. We have the requirements now listed, so let's just go ahead and close this one. Great. Okay. And so we are kind of traversing back and forth here. The next that we 422, Chris, that's from you.
Okay, so this is a similar to the other pull request we discussed, where there is a type property on the proof, and this is in reference to issue 417. So the VC data model is pretty clear about when you have an embedded digital proof, the specific method used must be included in that embedded proof using the type property. So this is a PR to make that type property required. And it modifies a schema, adds a Postman conformance test, and that's pretty much it.
And what? I apologize, I haven't caught up with the latest pull requests. Well, if it's mandatory, I'm good with this. Mahmoud, you've approved as well. So let's go ahead and merge. Any objections to merging 422? I won't merge. Next is 423.
This one is mine as well. And this is in reference to issue 415. This is another one that brings us in line with the VC data model. And the VC data model says that verifiable credentials and presentations must have a type property. Because any credential or presentation that doesn't have one is not verifiable. So cannot be a verifiable credential or verifiable presentation. So the type property has to be one or more URIs, and our current schema allows the type to be an empty array, which does not conform to one or more. So this is a PR to require that that element have at least one item in it.
That's good.
So this modifies the schema, adds a couple of conformance tests.
And we have plenty of approvals, but as you predicted, also a merge conflict. So would anyone object to give Chris the privilege to merge this when resolved? I'll tag it. There you go. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'll just copy that string there so we have it for next time. And that was 423, so 424. Chris, that's also yours.
Yep. So this is in response to 369 that I think was opened by Vivian, and it was simply pointing out that the OpenAPI schema does not have a description for posting to the presentations endpoint. That's the OAuth version of presentations. So this simply modifies the schema and adds a description.
We have some approvals. I'm good with that also. Any objections to merging 424? Great. And 425, Chris, you again.
This one is me, yep. So this PR does a couple of things. First, it removes testing related to bad values in proof.created. That is shunted over to issue 428 that will re-add those in a different format. And this then adds positive testing to ensure that whatever value is provided for proof created, or excuse me, when proof created is omitted, it checks to see that the created value that is returned from the implementation is about within 10 seconds of when the request was submitted, so that we can sort of confirm that the server is correctly setting the creation time on these proofs.
Cool. Any objections to merging 425? Cool, let's do it. Is 423 the next one?
429.
Okay. There we go. Yes, that's mine. This is, we talked about accessing a platform through the standard OAS. I tried it out and it works, and I'm adding to the, respec how to go about that, which parts you need to add in order to do that. We can't build it into the published OAS. You have to like add your own stuff. Basically because that's what OAS is designed for. It's not primarily built for a standard like this. We have three approvals. Any objections to merging 429. Great. Close that out. Four thirty is, what's that nine? Oh yeah, a service misspelling. I cannot imagine anyone will object to this. 432. Chris, that's what we've talked about. Finally, we're getting there.
Yes, so this one addresses the fact that we used to obtain the issuer ID by making a DID resolution call for DID web and then looking at also known as array to figure out who to use as an issuer. Since we're no longer supporting DID key, we use DID web exclusively, we can simply use the organization DID web as the issuer, and we don't need to do this lookup. So this removes the code for the lookup and the code that used the lookup.
That is excellent.
I also added a small check to handle errors where the token cache did not previously exist. I ran into that on my new laptop, so I just put in a guard there, try catch.
Right. This looks like it's going in the right direction for me. Would anyone else? I would love to see another approval before we merge. Would anyone object to merging 432?
No, I think this is fine. I think this was today. I just didn't have a chance to review it.
Yeah, apologies. Yeah. I did this one this morning.
Not an issue. Yeah.
Would you mind approving it?
I will. Just give me 1 second.
I'm really looking forward to getting this done so we can start hopefully getting a little bit of green on not only meshes.
I was going to say, I don't know what you mean. Ours is green.
Cool. Thanks, Mahmoud. The final one is 433.
This is just simply adding an extra check to the workflow that runs whenever the Open API spec is modified. So in addition to preserving the YAML to JSON format, this also runs a linter to make sure the YAML is not malformed. And this was triggered because last week I discovered some linting errors in the YAML.
All right, we have two approvals. Any objections to merging? 433. I'm going to merge. Awesome. Let's just revisit the first one. So let's do 410 again. I would really like to get that killed off. This is certainly very similar to what we've done. Would you say that this is implemented, Chris?
I'm having trouble remembering precisely whether or not this is, I don't think it is because
no,
there are still cases where you need to do DID resolution.
And
we need to perform that with a caching mechanism so that we're not making thousands of DID resolution calls. But now with the changes that we merged today, this is confined to, presentations.
And the conformance test of the DID.json. I think that's actually the one that I'm calling here. Should we leave it around?
Yeah, let's keep this one. I don't believe we created a new issue to. or rather a new PR yet. So let's hang on to this one. I'll create a new PR and then I will comment on this.
Great. Should we be revisiting 4.23? That was just merge config. Great. That's it for trace interop. Let's turn around and look at trace vocab. We have a single pull request on trace vocab, which is from Ben. And it makes me very happy. Ben, would you care to introduce?
Makes me pretty happy too. So basically we have, if you've ever accidentally had a signature that's wrong when making a pull request, you might have run into this where all of a sudden the CI will start spitting out method numbers of schema issues. And so what I did was I went through and fixed all the schema issues, and then I enabled schema checking for the examples in the CI.
Nice.
Yep. Super nice. Thanks for cleaning up after us, Ben. I know how painful it is. I took a first swipe. It's, it's a lot.
Yeah, I think you had a, you knocked a lot of them out. It wasn't too bad. The nice part about this was I had issue 560 where I did a script to look through all of the schemas that were wrong. So that kind of gave me a way to pace myself and kind of figure out what percent I was done as I went along. But,
motivating.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, we only have Ori and me approving, and Ted, you had some suggestions that have been addressed. Would anyone, we have enough approvals, would anyone object to merging vocab 583? Excellent. I will merge them. That's it. So we can switch back, since this was the only pull request. I'm going to switch back to issues on interop. And here's the link for the order. The first one on that list is 330 from 23rd of August. We last looked at that. Chris, it's a question from you.
Yeah, this was a question regarding whether or not we should remove credential status from the options in a credential issue request. And I don't see it documented here, but I seem to remember talking about it and thinking that we probably should not.
Yeah, that seems to be what I said. I don't remember, but yeah. Seems reasonable.
And this was, let's see, I linked over to some BC API discussion.
Yeah.
Just looking through to see. I don't think that they opted to remove that. Mahmoud specifically asked why we are removing that in a comment on August 23rd. Manu suggested that perhaps it might become an anti-pattern in time. I was inclined to go with what was happening in VC API, and it does not appear as though it's been removed there.
Okay. Should we drop the issue?
I would be okay with closing this. Yeah. Let me just add a comment that.
Yeah. Sounds like you're typing. Oh.
Okay.
Great. Will you close?
Yes.
But thank you for staying vigilant and keeping track of what's going on. That's appreciated. Okay, next one. Is 364 here.
So this one is related to generating historical index so that previous test results can be browsed. I have not had a chance to work on this.
Can you explain to me what is getting, is it like the results are getting stored, right?
Yeah, results are being stored. So nightly when the tests are run, I forget the exact mechanism, but I believe they're stored in a date specific folder and also in a folder that's considered current. So that way we have the historical runs in archive folders, but there's no easy way to browse through them. And this was to issue is to create some sort of, you know, browsable index, so that someone could go back and forth and look at various different results. Yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, whenever someone is up for it, contributions are very appreciated. Go with the next one is 368. Ted, that's from you. List contact from Ryder. Would you care to elaborate?
Find my mute button. Ryder's been doing a big PR push, a fair number of commercials, touting their new logistics tracing, which just maps very well to traceability, as far as I can tell. I don't have a contact with them. It was more if anybody else had such contact, that they might be a useful people to bring in.
Good call. The link is not working for me. Is that?
Let me see if it's still live.
Yeah.
It does redirect, but it's live. Here's where it goes now.
Wait, nothing works for me, even through Google. It might be a geographical thing that I can't access from Europe. Maybe. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So yeah, I guess it remains sort of in limbo unless somebody else has a contact.
Yeah. I'll ask around on the commercial side of my team. There might be some contact. Good call out. Let's move on. 371 is next.
So this one is mine. This is in regards to the published documentation for how we distribute meeting agenda and notes, et cetera. And as Ted pointed out, a more common way of doing this, or perhaps even a better way of doing this, is to, instead of having our standing agenda in Git, to rather send it out to the email list, as other groups do, to announce our agenda and link to that in our meeting notes, rather than simply linking to a standing agenda and suggesting that if it changes, we'll mail it out. It's rather difficult for someone to determine whether we simply forgot to mail it out or there were no changes. So I think Ted's suggestion is probably a better way to move forward.
Sounds good to me.
So I think this is ready for PR.
Does it take a PR? Is there more like a procedural thing?
Yeah, well, I think the PR should include documentation of the procedure.
Right. Yes, good call. Okay. Next up is 349. There. Response code for credentials issue with unknown issue ID.
Yeah, so this one, we had a bunch of back and forth on how we should respond if the presented issuer ID is not known to implementation. We landed on 422, and this one is ready for PR, but have not had time to implement yet.
All right. No worries. Clean up 342. Clean up references to also known as. I think I took a first wipe. You took a few more, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I believe this is this can be closed.
Yeah. Great. 333 type. Should we have both string types and array of strings?
Yeah. So this was a question on whether or not we should do specifically that. And as we have been doing in many other places, we're moving away from that and require an array of strings in these cases. So I believe that this one can be closed.
Yeah.
Close won't fix.
And actually the huge one that we merged from Ben was exactly a lot of that, at least.
Yeah.
Making sure that we stick to that. So how far did I get here?
379.
Oh, I lost my sorting. 379, you say?
Yes.
That's right. That's from Ori. It's about FreeBT API, credential status should be an object, not an array.
Yep. So I think we looked at the VCA API and they have the structure and we need to align with them or decide that we're not going to align with them. I'm looking more to Mahmood and MavenNet on this front since they've indicated their support for the VCA API. You might let us know what you think about this.
Apologies for jumping in, but Ori, I believe we are aligned with VC API currently. They have array of objects. We have array of objects. I think
maybe I read this wrong then. Is it just like a human error?
Well, I think I'm in line with you in that it should be an object, not an array of objects.
I'm minus one to changing it if we're aligned.
Yeah. Currently we're aligned.
The next change we make should be only because the other guy came out of alignment.
Yeah. I took a look at this today and if you, I believe if you click through to, I think your line 30 link there, No, that's not it. I apologize. But somewhere, if you go to the VC API and you look at it for the update credentials endpoint, which is what we're talking about here, they do use array of objects.
Yeah, I don't think we should argue with them. We should just close this if we're in alignment, and the person closing it should leave a comment saying, I checked and we're in alignment and here's proof.
I will enter that comment now.
Should we wait for you, Chris, or keep going?
Keep going. I'll do this in the background.
The next one is 402.NET EPCIS Postman example. Interesting. Ori, would you care to introduce? Have you tried this collection? So it seems to run through a lot of...
I'm mostly linking it to share that it exists. It covers Postman. The EPCIS examples seem relevant. It was just to put it on the radar for people to review, see if it's relevant or useful.
Cool. So what will it take for us to close this issue?
Comments on it.
All right. Interesting. The next one is 359. There. Chris, that's yours if you're done with the other one.
I am done. And this is just a placeholder to implement conformance testing for the credential status endpoints.
All right. And it's ready for PR, so it's just... Again, comment so it doesn't pop up next time as well. 307. Ben, that's from you. This is asking for a README file for OAuth presentations.
I'm guessing this one is still relevant just in terms of consistency with our repository. Chris just said that this was a lower priority, and unless someone wants to take it from him, it's probably just going to be in the queue.
Yeah. I think it deserves a ready for PR label. Do you agree?
I guess so. If there's a README that's consistent with our existing style, then yes.
But the way to progress with this is a PR, right? Am I?
Yeah. I don't think there's any disagreement with how it should proceed. Yeah.
No. Okay. Precisely. Cool. 325 from me. I think this is what we just merged today. 407, so we can close this. And closing. Thirty-nine. Our beloved Selective disclosure. We have a pending close on it. Is today the day where we actually close this issue?
Well, it
might be. Unless Ori has any updates.
I closed it.
Bravo!
I'm sure someone will find a way to reopen it, but after this many meetings with this many no updates, I think it's appropriate to not have to have this conversation again.
I'm getting all nostalgic now. That's been with us. Anyway, okay. 363.
I think it's more Stockholm syndrome than nostalgia, but like.
That's right. 363, that's you, Mahmoud?
Yeah, this is a super basic link to link to the hosted collection thingy on Postman.
Yeah.
I think Chris offered to do it last time. And
I did. I actually started looking at this morning. And I think it's still fairly straightforward. It's just README updates, but I think it's more than just links. I think we need a little bit of refactoring in the instructions and how to sign up to be part of the tests and how to import the conformance and interop tests. I don't think it's a big deal. I just couldn't complete it before the meeting.
But that's something more than what this is asking, though, isn't it? This is just listing the Postman collections.
Yeah, I don't think that's very helpful.
Agree.
I think we need a little bit more instruction.
Okay. All right. With you. Next is 377. That also seems to be part of what we've done. I wonder if we can close this now. We have merged the PR. I guess I forgot to link to this issue. I forgot about that. And then we have the discussion 12 days ago. It's about the discussion we also had today. I feel relatively comfortable closing this now. I'm going to close with that comment, and basically what I'm saying there is we've done a lot of stuff. Let's run the conformance test again and see how it goes, and then maybe there will be an evolved version of this in a separate issue. Next is 389.
So this one is mine, and this is a large issue to track the removal of the use of also known as and to begin using did web instead of did key. We have done all these things. This can be closed.
Yes. That was 397 is next. Pitch you again. Also has a pending close.
Yep, we have done this. This was done with PR 400. It can be closed.
Next. 415.
I believe this is it's still open because I have to fix the conflict. So when I fix that, this will close automatically.
Right. It won't close though, Ryan. Will you remember to close it?
It will close. I linked it with fixes.
Oh, cool. I didn't know it did that. Excellent. Um for 16 negative testing on issue. Chris?
Right. So this one, initially when I was running negative testing, I was not running through all of the possible type options. So for example, if a property needed to be a string, I was only testing if it failed, if it was an array. That's not really inclusive enough. We need to test if it fails, if it's an array, if it's an integer, if it's null, if it's a Boolean, etc. And I specifically ran into some problems with some of Manu's testing where a value of null did not fail properly in our implementation. So adding all of these tests is the better way to go rather than skipping some and assuming they will do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Is this ready for PR?
Is this ready for PR, yeah.
Sounds like it.
And I'll self-assign this one.
Fabulous. We can do one more. 401 from Sakuran. Does anyone know Sakuran?
I don't, but I've been following
that's,
this one.
That's Christina Yasuda from Microsoft. Or
oh, right. I see. Confusing language.
I can summarize. I mean, essentially, she's confused by why we're using the word didauth, because didauth is not really defined anywhere, including really in the CCG, but it is closest to being defined in the CCG in the VP request spec, which is the spec we use to manage the presentations available and presentation submissions data models in the API that we have here. So she's just reading the spec and confused why we're talking about didauth, because in the circles that she runs in, it's either OpenID Connect or it's you're not doing it. our new forms of presentations, like OAuth presentations, don't have any auth piece. So she's really just reading spec and being confused by our general weakness in communicating the different presentation scenarios and what they mean for the holder binding for credentials.
So
a pull request that updated the language in those sections, making it clear when holder binding is present, when it's not, when OAuth is used, when it's not, when VP request spec is used, when it's not. That's what would help resolve this issue, in my opinion.
So let's give it a ready for PR. Cool. I think we're out of time. We should leave a little bit for the volunteer for minutes.
I'm happy to do the minutes if we could close 406.
You got it.
this one is I was going to differentiate the responses from Credentials Verify into two different 400 errors, and Ori pointed out rather correctly that if the signature is invalid, that's not a 400, that's a 200 with a verification failed response. So this should just be closed.
Okay. Excellent. Let's wrap this up then. We're down to 15 issues on trace interrupt. That's pretty good. Let's wrap it up, and thanks all for attending. I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.